Alexander Solzhenitsyn won the Nobel Prize for Literature for a short novel he wrote entitled One Day in the Life of Ivan Denisovich. It's little more than a long short story, but in it Solzhenitsyn set out to describe 24 hours in the life of one man imprisoned in a Soviet gulag, a Cold War Soviet prison camp. Ivan Denisovich is observant, and he comments on the people around him, the guards, the forced labor, even the weather. The climax of the novel comes at the end of the day as Ivan and his cellmate are preparing for bed. Ivan is happy. He's had a good day because a fellow prisoner shared a cigarette with him. He's an atheist, and a shared cigarette is as deep as his happiness runs in the gulag. His cellmate, the young Aloshka, is a Christian and has been reading the Bible. He turns to Ivan Denisovich and says, "Ivan, you know your heart wants to pray to God." Ivan says, "You Christians pray and it does no good. Your prayers go up and come back rejected. You'll serve your 10 years in the gulag just like the rest of us." And the young Christian, Aloshka, responds, "But I don't pray for that." And then he recites to Ivan Denisovich the Lord's Prayer. "Our Father in heaven, your will be done. Give us today our daily bread. Forgive as we forgive." The Lord's Prayer, filled with present tense verbs, not asking for release from slavery, not asking for freedom from prison, not asking to be liberated from the turbulence of this world, but rather asking for God's grace in the midst of life, in the course of the life which you and I know in this world, even in the midst of forced labor in the gulag. Aloshka knew what generations of Christians have known, that all of us, Christian and non-Christian alike, are imprisoned and sick alike. We all live on this turbulent line of life alike. Jesus did not come into the world in order to deliver his followers in some super spiritual way so that we could hover untouched above the pain and suffering of the world. Rather, he came to us in the midst of it all, promising simply that he would be there with us in its midst. And so in this Sunday's gospel lesson from Mark, we travel out with Simon Peter and the others to that place where Jesus himself is seeking refuge in prayer. And with generations of others, along with those first disciples, we plead, "Everyone is looking for you, Jesus." And what we really mean is, "I'm looking for you, Jesus. I'm looking for you, Jesus, not for a philosophy, not for a political plan, not for another scheme to make the world in my own image, but I'm looking for you, Jesus, for you to be with me in the midst of it and to give me the grace to make it through."